He was sentenced to death, but now convicted killer Gary Lee Sampson could get a new trial. 10 years after Sampson pled guilty to murdering three people during a week-long spree in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, the same federal judge who presided over his sentencing has thrown out the jury's death penalty decision. WBUR's David Boeri joins us in the studio this morning to help explain this latest development. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
So remind us about the Sampson case first and how it came to this point.
Three despicable, contemptible, cowardly murders in the last month of July 2001, in which Sampson is picked up. He's hitchhiking. He's picked up by an older man. He murders him. He picks up a college kid and murders him, then drives to New Hampshire, and he murders a third man as well. Even the judge who presided over the trial, Mark Wolf, said that if anyone ever deserved the death penalty, it was Gary Sampson. But now the judge has said he deserves a new trial.
What happened? Why did he grant a new trial?
Sixth Amendment, Bob, guarantees everybody in a criminal trial to an impartial jury, to a trial by an impartial jury. When you think about one person being partisan, being a requisite for setting aside a trial, and then you consider the jury is deciding whether someone is going to live or die, you understand the importance of that. And post-trial evidence showed that there was one juror who falsely and deliberately falsely answered questions to the jury pool before they sat the jury. She had been victimized by her husband, threatened with a gun in a scene that matched some of the description of what happened to Sampson's victims. She was embarrassed. The judge later said she was ashamed. She didn't reveal it, but the judge said, accordingly, and quoting him here, he must be granted a new trial at which 12 truly impartial jurors will have to decide whether he should live or die.
Sampson was sentenced 7 years ago. How'd the information about this juror come out now?
As you know, post-death penalty convictions are followed very, very intensely. And one of the standard procedures of the defense attorneys across the country is to check the jurors' backgrounds, to go back, do background checks, criminal background checks, and then compare them with the questionnaires that are filled in by the jurors before the trial. And here they found what they were looking for. They found actually three instances, but Judge Wolf ruled that in this one particular juror, they had met the standard of proof and they should have a new trial.
All right, there's been some shock around the region by all of this in the last day. How are people reacting?
As you would expect in such an emotional case, the families of the victims have expressed outrage. Jonathan Rizzo, that college student who was murdered, his father expressed outrage and disgust at Wolf's decision. And here is the son of Philip McCloskey, the older man of Taunton who was murdered, reacting. This is Scott McCloskey of Plymouth.
There's no reason for him to get a new trial. It's absolutely absurd to put the families through all this again for Gary Sampson. You know, a serial killer.
Now, the victims' families have been championed all along by Michael Sullivan. He's the former U.S. attorney here. And he's played an extraordinary role, Bob. He was a long proponent of the death penalty while in the legislature. He went down to Plymouth County. He was the district attorney there. And outgoing district attorney Michael Sullivan, at the time of these murders in his county, sent an advisory request to the U.S. attorney's office seeking their opinion on whether it should become a federal charge or not. Well, he would fill out that seat in a mere few weeks, and he would then answer his own request as district attorney and say, yes, we should federalize it. That, according to critics, allowed the federal government to skirt around Massachusetts' abolition of the death penalty. So here was Michael Sullivan reacting yesterday.
I feel horrible for the victims' family. They've suffered now, going back to 2001, so it's been over a decade. They've had to continue to live with this horrible, horrific experience.
What are Sampson's attorneys saying?
They are not talking at this point. However, here's Robert Sheketoff. Now, Sheketoff represented Sampson at the trial. And by the way, Sampson had admitted and pled guilty to the murder, so the trial was simply to decide whether or not he would get the death penalty. Here is Sheketoff reacting yesterday.
I mean, does he think that it's appropriate for jurors to lie during voir dire and for the court to turn its head once it realizes that that has occurred? Is that what he's in favor of?
And voir dire, Bob, is the process of jury selection. So what Sheketoff is saying is Judge Wolf is right to Sullivan. He's right because, in fact, they found somebody who was could not be impartial because of the circumstances of her life, and she had not come forward. So Sampson was deserving of a new trial.
So, David, after the developments of the last 24 hours, what happens now?
A very complicated process here, and it's not clear. Yesterday, the current U.S. Attorney, Carmen Ortiz, said, "We're reviewing the court's order and we'll examine all our legal options." It's not clear that they have legal options because yesterday, in his order, Judge Wolf, asking both parties to confer, suggested that his own ruling may not be appealable by the government. And according to previous cases, death penalty cases across the country, he is suggesting that, in fact, the government may have to wait until a whole new trial to decide whether or not to appeal this order. This is months out. This is a long, long process. Both sides read Judge Wolf as asking the federal government if, in fact, they want to drop the appeal and accept life sentence instead of pursuing a death penalty against Gary Sampson.
And while all of this is playing out, Gary Lee Sampson will stay in jail.
He will stay in jail, absolutely. And this is a guy, and we have to emphasize it, this is a guy who had nobody come forward. Even his family refused to talk to his own defense attorneys. There were no mitigating circumstances save one at that trial. And the one mitigating circumstance, which wasn't enough for the jury, was the fact that he had called the FBI at one point, offered to give himself up, told them where he was, and they hung up on him.
WBUR's David Borrery, thanks a lot for coming in.
You're welcome.